discovery.
Through this journey of discovery,
finding you, I'm finding me.
Finding you, I'm finding me.
Now that I have someone special who brings out the joy,
brings out the joy
inside of me.
Grand rising and on top of the morning for everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Winging It With Mimi podcast. Yes, yes, I know how exciting this is, right? So guys, I am so, so, so grateful. Let's first and foremost, let's just get that out of the way. I'm so grateful for the many people who gives me feedback on my episodes, who are really, really curious to know as to what are we going to talk about in the next episode. And here we are, the next episode, guys, the next episode. So yeah, good morning and yeah, grand rising. Sending you love, light, prosperity, peace, and groundedness, guys. And yeah, I'm hoping that today is all that is embraceive of life, progress, innovation, peace, and just being, guys. Okay. So what are we talking about today? Guys, what are we talking about today? So today we're talking about, as we say in Venek, and yeah, as we get into it, we'll talk about it in depth. I'm sure most of you are curious as to what are we on about this morning. Well, Andilotlando Valako is an episode that covers the both the blessing and the curse of assuming responsibility for our friends, loved ones, and yeah, as the person who also is dependent in times of need. You being very much so feeling as though you are heavy burden. Okay, interesting double-edged sword, I know, but it is something that I feel most of us are plagued with. So yeah, as we're talking about today's topic, we're basically saying, for those who do not know Venak, I am not your burden. I'm not for you to worry about, but I'm his. And as for everybody who's very familiar with what I mean, it's always going to be linked to to God, spiritual sense, and also in it being applicable in your reality, in your current state of being, right? I think before COVID, it's only fair to say that people have gone through a lot, and I think I've covered this in different aspects of life. But I think it's been more so prevalent in a sense where life hasn't gotten easier. There's been greater discoveries, greater innovation, greater things that people step into, business opportunities. Yeah, just instant fame opportunities, social media being accessible, etc., etc. But it hasn't come with its own heaviness and consequence and limitations, right? And so but the episode was actually very much so encouraged, it came about more so due to the heaviness with having to be dependent on people when you are going through a tough time, right? And I think the correlating conversations that I've had with several people is having to feel like you're a burden. And contrast to that, I've also had conversations with friends that has lost friends to suicide. They'd say, why didn't the person tell me, and why didn't the person come to me, because I am accessible, I am someone that has been there. And so there's been a very heavy cross to bear on both sides. And so I just strongly felt, and being one of those people, I felt like there were times when I've had friends and yet at the same time felt the most loneliest, and also felt strong about the fact that I needed to hold onto my independence, where asking for help consistently is not the way to go, right? And so balance that out and being able to make sure that you are not necessarily just being that heavy, you know, load to carry for friends and loved ones, but equally so also not deterring the relationship that you have with your people. And so I strongly then felt God was saying, well, you're not their burden to carry but mine. And if you truly believe in who I am and you truly say that you live by faith, why then do you make yourself everybody else's responsibility? And so because I've also sincerely felt like some, if not many, especially in this day and age, people's intentions are very, very, people's generosity and, so to say, good intentions are very much so rooted in evil and malicious acts. And so I most definitely back off from making my need a transparency for people. And I felt like God was actually saying to me during the season that, yes, allow yourself to trust me enough to say, once you've given it to me, I am more so the God that was going to step up and step in. And if I am opening up doors for you and I'm making that help accessible, be not in positions where you are blinded by past hurt that came from people's generosity, that you're not receptive of that, right? And so it's been an interesting back and forth type of conversation, but also journey. And so having to talk about andilukando falako, not your burden, it has been interesting to hear how people are saying, I actually don't want to talk about it, in the context of not wanting to let people in on the situation, but also saying that if God exists, then I trust him to come through for me. So I'm sharing this to just say you're not alone in feeling overwhelmed by how to go about having to be okay with sharing where you're at, but also you're not alone in the situation that you're in, because God hears you. If not for people, then God hears you, and trust him to see you through this particular season, in this particular period. It might be feeling like a long period and season, but the timing of everything is almost near perfection. When the breakthrough comes and when things do happen, then you actually are able to then look back at how important it was to know when to keep quiet and not share, and when to share. And even if you feel overwhelmed by people's feedback and take on what it means for them, for you to be okay with that, for you to take stock of what that means, and not to retrieve into, well, you feel like a burden or whatever, because for you to understand that when God says you are his, even in the negativity of what people are saying about where they find themselves when sharing, it's not for you to carry even that mere burden, like that of other people's opinions and thoughts of what it is that you shared and how you shared it and how you are asking for assistance, right? And yeah, like I always say to most of my people, guys, I'm not just saying this for you, for your sake. I'm also just once again reflecting on how I'm navigating and winging it through these, tumultuous seasons of ups and downs, the peaks and the valleys. I'm also just putting myself in positions where I'm trying to take stock and do the introspection that's necessary, so that I'll be able to move from a place of knowing as opposed to blindly moving and shifting and then not even seeing where God is moving and shifting things, right? So I do hope, I really do hope that we do get to a place where asking is no longer a thing about, oh, I'm just waiting for people to assist, but also learning and taking from the actual process of the exchange that happens between you being the asker and the person who is the listener or the recipient of what you deliver. And equally so, as the person who's asking, you're able to be receptive of what the person whom you're giving this responsibility to has to say about their feelings and what this encompasses for them, so that the process itself is not as intimidating for the parties involved. So I hope it becomes easier and the process is way less intimidating, and that we find ourselves where we are as equally giving as we are reciprocating, right? Yeah, guys, just remember, our lives are not a simple and mere blip and accident. Everything comes together for the greater good of ourselves, especially when we are choosing life and we're making decisions from a good intention. It is, after all, about the journey and not the actual destination, right? So guys, I hope you're encouraged and you find strength in my sharing, and that you would be keen on anticipating our next episode, guys. Until next time, bye.